What do you want your government to do for you?
I want my government to protect me. I want my government to protect my land that I've worked for. I want my government to protect my children.
What do you think America's role in the world should be?
Number one, America's role in the world should be is to protect the American soil and the American people. I think they do way too much for foreign countries. Just because we may not ask for it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't need it in order to have a better life. Foreign countries are always, come on, U.S., can you help us here? Come on, U.S., can you send billions here? Take care of your own people first. And then what's left, it's very nice to help other countries. But first comes first, and that's the Americans.
Instead of foreign aid from our government, would you rather see it come from, you know, individual groups and church groups and stuff within the country?
Some of it, but not all of it, because I know that they don't have all of that to do for. But there's, when you sit and think about it, there's a lot of people in our country that are starving. A lot of people that don't have clothing. A lot of people that don't have good drinking water. What about us? Our ancestors put this world together. Our ancestors built this world. We worked our land.
What do you think are the biggest issues facing this country right now?
Overcrowding is becoming a very big issue because we may just run out of food and water in the future. And that would probably be in the future of our grandchildren. So that's not such a good idea to have to think about when you are bringing children into this world, is that will they be able to feed themselves and have clean drinking water?
What's your concern about immigration and people coming into the country?
My concern about immigration is that we are going to get crowded out. I feel that a lot of them are here illegally. I feel that they really don't want to become a legal citizen of the United States because therefore they will have to be accountable for their wages that they are earning. They will have to pay taxes just like you and I do. As of right now, I feel that the immigration policy, they are getting a lot of things for free, a lot of things for free that the United States children couldn't get and that were born here. For instance, this college, free college, I know people who have spent thousands to send their children to college. And these children of undocumented immigrants get to go to college for free in our country. That's a big issue for me because I really don't think it's fair.
What are your concerns about gun control as an issue?
I think the right to have a gun is being taken away from the honest citizens who do know how to use them and have used them properly, have the permits, have the license for them, has done everything according to the book. They are getting penalized for the people who are buying guns illegally, bringing them across the border, and using them illegally. That has created a big issue for the crime area that is going on in a lot of cities. Their crime has gone up because of guns. Not so much the street fighting, but because of the guns. They ought to be more lenient to the people who are doing it right, who have been doing it right, and will probably always do it right.
Some of that argument goes around an issue as to whether or not assault-style rifles with clips that, you know, shoot a lot of bullets should be allowed. Do you have a concern about those type of guns?
I don't really have a concern about them because I don't think the regular smart person and the person that does everything by the books would ever even want to own one of them. They're in the hands of criminals. I think that if you take their privilege away, evidently their assault rifles, some of them will be going away with that. But I don't think anybody should have to own an assault rifle. We don't live in a communist country. We don't live in a country. We don't, our regular streets and our regular towns and our regular cities are not under war where you should have to have one of them.
If the gun laws allowed people to have their guns, but was banning assault rifles for all, would that be something you would consider as a fair law?
Yes, I do.